Welcome to Chapter 47, My Hero Godmother, Mary McGlynn. Let me start out by describing my godmother, Mary. Growing up, she was my mother's first cousin, but also she was my mother's best friend. And then when I came along, as I said, she became my godmother. Mary McGlynn was drop-dead gorgeous. She was compared to and looked almost exactly like Olivia de Havilland, who was the star of Gone with the Wind. She was a petite little person, black hair and blue eyes, and just striking. She only was about 5 foot nothing, probably weighed 100 pounds soaking wet. But she was something. But anyway, her background was as a career nurse. And as I grew up and got older, I came to realize that Mary McGlynn had another talent. And this, when I first heard of this, it took me a while to digest it. She was a card counter who actually, in the first 5-10 years at the Atlantic City being open, she was banned in a couple of the casinos. I remember being in the car with her one day, and unfortunately she had very severe arthritis, especially in her hands, and when she was older she had to actually hold the steering wheel like between her thumb and her forefinger, because her fingers really were not very mobile. I should say flexible. But anyway, this was the Mary McGlynn that I knew. Now, let's fast forward this to a wedding reception. My mother remarried years later after Dad died. And at the reception, I was at the same table with Mary and her husband, Mike Rinaldi. Anyway, during this wedding reception conversation, I don't even know how it came up, but her time in the Army, she was an Army nurse. And I don't know who started it or how, but the conversation got on to her career as an Army nurse. And then the story came out, actually from her husband, that none of us had ever heard, including my mother. At least she never told me. Mary McGlynn was an Army nurse stationed at a place called Yap Island, which was a small island in the Pacific that I believe originally was part of the Japanese Empire. Anyway, they had gotten word in this island outpost that the Japanese were going to retake the island. And if anybody knows anything about history and how the Japanese treated women, you know that this was not a place for a nurse to be caught by the Japanese. So the orders came down to evacuate the island. She had 9 young Marines, which she acknowledged in the conversation later, that were mortally wounded and that could not be moved. And she decided, as an officer, a nursing officer, that she was going to refuse to evacuate the island. And I'll never forget, I asked her the question. I said, Mary, that had to be the toughest decision of your life. She turned to me with those still sparkling blue eyes and very matter-of-factly said, no, actually, it was the easiest decision. I couldn't leave those young Marines die alone. As luck would have it, the Japanese passed on the island, so they never retook it. Now, years later, Mary passed, and we're at St. Peter and Paul Cemetery. And up comes this van with a naval officer and about a half a dozen Marines. And they gave her this salute. I don't know what you call it, an 8-gun salute, 6-gun salute. I don't remember, but we were all taken back by this. And when it was over, the Marine officer made the comment, I'll never forget this.
We're here for Mary.
Because she was there for my men. I'm sure my dear sweet Mary, wherever she is embarrassed by me relating her story. But that was her. Nothing more needs to be said. Her story speaks for itself. Up next, bucket list.